Hello and welcome to our April Exceptional Speaker Bonus Call, powered by Exceptional Connections. I'm so glad you're on the call today. I'm Cindy O'Neill Dady, the founder and chief connector at Exceptional Connections Networking, as well as our quarterly educational series for networking mastery skill shops. Our exceptional speaker bonus calls highlight our monthly spotlight speakers who graciously agree to share their brilliance with our ECN community and beyond. I am very excited to be highlighting Erica Larson today. Erica was the 20-minute spotlight speaker at our April 9th ECN luncheon, and we are so excited to have her share her informative and fascinating talk, Decoding the Four Personality Styles. So to set the expectation on this call, Erica has generously agreed to share for the next 20 or 25 minutes. We'll then open up the call for Q&A. So be sure to write down your questions and save them until after Erica's talk. So we will plan to finish up by 1 p.m., so be sure to stay on the line until the end of the call, as we're going to be also sharing with our listeners ways to not only connect with Erica, as well as exciting opportunities being offered to our ECN community. So for 25 years, Erica has been a personality style enthusiast. She is passionate about helping people discover who they are, what they're most gifted at doing, and what their purpose is, so they can live the life they were meant to live without guilt, apology, or the need to please others. Erica has authored 3 books on the topic of personality temperaments and provides training that sheds light on various characteristics of the 4 personality styles that we interact with on our day-to-day activities. So her goal is to challenge, inspire, and motivate individuals to create lasting relationships based on total acceptance and mutual respect. Really super important. I love that. In Erica's bonus call today, she will share how to decode the 4 personality styles. So without further ado, it is my pleasure to turn the call over to the amazing Erica Larson. Take it away, Erica.
Hey, I'm very happy to be here again with you. So today I'm going to talk about the 4 people that you need to know. There's various systems out there that we can use. Myers-Briggs is a famous one, True Colors by Don Lowry. And I've made my own just simply because it's easy to remember. And it's called the Live Out Loud system, personality system. So because life is all about relationships, learning about the 4 personality styles and their traits will help anyone better understand themselves and others. And so the 4 people that you need to know are the supporters, and they do just that. They're all about relationships, and they support you. We all need supporters in our life, right? Then we have the promoters. They act on impulse, but they can promote anything. And so they're in the world to promote and bring action and fun. We'll talk a bit more about that. Then we have the planners. Guess what they do? They plan things. They're structure-oriented. And then we're going to talk about the thinker, who are cognitive-oriented. So those are the 4 styles. So we have the supporter, the promoter, the planner, and the thinker. So now you get to figure out which style are you. So let's start with the supporters. They are in the world. This is their primary role, is to nurture and care for people. Their core value is all about relationships. They nurture them. They care for them. They take care of you. They are the peacemakers in the world, and they do everything to avoid conflict. They're accepting. They see the potential in others. They'll always see the best in you, even if you screwed up a little bit. Sorry about that word. But they are still there, and they still see the potential in you and will cheer you on. They're very optimistic. The glass is always half full. They are also the romantics of the world. So if you're planning a date with your significant other, you want to go to these people because they wrote the book on romance. They're also the ones that hug. They like to hug. And they'll come to you and give you a hug all the time. They like being hugged, and so therefore, don't you? I mean, come on, hugs are hugs. Not everybody likes hugs, but they like to give them. They're very personal and emotional. They like to communicate. How else can you have relationships if you're not talking, right? And so they like to keep it emotional. They like to, if you're crying, they'll cry with you. If you're laughing, they'll laugh with you. And they like to keep it personal. Talk about the kids and the family and who are you and what is real for you. And because they're emotional, they're guided actually by their emotions. They're also super creative. And they are so good at imagining things. As a child, they were the ones that could imagine. Let's play this and imagine that. But they're also very creative. And so I like it when I go to somebody's house because I can always tell which personality they are by how they structure their house. And they usually have creative things or rocks that the kids picked at the beach or, you know, they collect things that have meaning for them. They also have built-in intuition. These people know things about you before you even open your mouth. They just have a very, very strong inner intuitive guide. They're very kind and considerate and always put others before themselves, which can be a bit of a downfall for them because they often suffer that way. They're always doing and giving to everyone without doing the same for themselves. Well, they have to watch out for that. And they're very spiritual, always asking, why do I exist? What is my purpose? And they seek to find that out. It's really, really important to them. So that is who the supporters are. Then we have the promoters. The promoters bring action and fun to the world. They're the ones that bounce into the room like they're free spirits, and their core value in life is freedom. You don't want to try to box these people in. If you have a spouse or you work with someone, forget boxing them in. They don't like to be told what to do. They seek variety and adventure. They're the ones that embrace change. It's like, change is exciting. It's something new. It's a new adventure for them. And because they're so adventurous, they're the ones that will bungee jump or they're quite daring. They're very quick to act, think, and process. And there's where the freedom comes in as well, especially in a work environment. If they see an opportunity, they just instinctively have a gut feeling about it. They'll act on it and don't try to stop them. They know these things intuitively as well and will act quickly. They're also very spontaneous and flexible. They need flexibility because they're freedom seekers and need to act on things that they intuitively know they need to act on. They need some flexibility. And spontaneity, if you're going to, say there's a movie and you spot it and it's like, I really would like to go to a movie tonight, but who can I call? Well, you call up a promoter and you make it sound like it's going to be an adventure and a good movie and they'll be there for you. They're very spontaneous. They can switch gears on a dime, I say. They're very playful as well. A lot of people say they just are always fooling around and not taking life seriously. Well, you know what? They are, but they just do it differently than you. There's no right or wrong way to be. This is how people are born. This is how they're wired. And so they're playful. Even at work, they'll crack a joke in the middle of when things are hectic and there's a lot of stress. They're the ones that tell the best jokes and stories. And I mind you, they can elaborate a little bit on a story because they have to keep it entertaining and make it sound good, right? So that's one thing they do, but they don't mean any harm. They're also the best negotiators. You want these people on your team. If there's anything to be negotiated, they see all the angles. I have a daughter like this. And from a very, very young age, like 2 or 3 years old, she started negotiating with me when she wanted something. I would say no or tell her it wasn't a good idea. And she'd say, but Mom, look at it from this angle. Have you thought about this? How do you think I would feel? And pretty soon, she won me over. so they know all the angles. And that's what makes them great networkers. They can network a room like nobody's business. They, because they have so much energy, that's one of the things they're very gifted with, is energy. They kind of bounce into the room. They're larger than life. And they're very likable. And they read body language better than anybody. And so they're great networkers. And if you need anything, they are the resource that you go to for anything. I mean, you may need a mechanic or a hairstylist or a babysitter or whatever it is. And if they don't personally know them, they know someone who knows, and they'll get back to you with that information. So you want to utilize promoters for that. They also push boundaries. Now, it can be personal boundaries. It can be your boundaries. It's just boundaries, period. So they may be skiing one day and decide that, you know what, today I'm going to push myself. I just feel in good form. I'm going to do Black Diamond today. And away they go. They just push themselves all the time because they love challenge. And if a challenge doesn't exist, they'll push themselves to find one. They also break rules. They're the ones that say rules are made to be broken, which drives the next category I'm going to talk about, the planners, crazy, because they're all about rules. They're also very competitive, and they play to win. So they don't need to win, but they play to win. And when they win, be prepared because they'll be doing the happy dance. And if they lose, they'll just think, okay, I got some new strategies for the next time round. Very competitive. And in a work environment, they need competition to really shine. They need to always be pushed to be better. That's who they are. They're also very straightforward, which can be offensive, and very direct. Some people take offense at that, but they don't mean any harm. And remember, there's no right or wrong way to be. It's how they're wired for whatever purpose they're here on the planet. So one thing about being direct and straightforward is you never have to guess where you stand with these people. You will know. You ask them a question, you're going to get a straightforward answer. So that's our promoters. They bring action and fun and are all about freedom. Then let's talk about the planners. The planners are just that. They're the work bees that get things done on this earth. Their core value is responsibility, and that's what they bring. They're awesome. They're always prepared, or they like to be prepared. You never want to spring a surprise party on these people or change gears, like immediately change course. They will not take kindly to that. They need to be prepared and plan every detail, and they do it so well. They're also very loyal and dependable. They're loyal in their work environment. They're loyal to their family and friends. And are very dependable. They always do what they say they're going to do. They rely on rules, unlike the promoters that we talked about. They love rules. Rules help them to know what's going on and what to expect. And so if the rules aren't there, they'll make the rules. Because they're a lot about right and wrong. And when the rules are in place, then there's a right and wrong, right? And often, though, if you're not doing the right thing, they won't hesitate to tell you. They're also punctual and very predictable. So they're the ones that show up 10 to 15 minutes early for an appointment, and they get very stressed out, which I'm sure Cindy went through this morning, if they're going to be late at all, because they are very committed to being on time and doing what they say they're going to do. That's the dependable part of them. But they also expect you to be on time. They expect meetings to start on time. They're just punctual about everything. They value tradition and heritage. So if they grew up in a home where, say, Thanksgiving was celebrated a certain way, they're going to keep that tradition alive. It just has so much meaning to them to keep tradition alive. And heritage, it could be in a work environment or it could be in a city. They're the ones that keep heritage alive as well. Now, they always have a to-do list on the go. And this is a dead giveaway that you're a planner. You always have a list of things that need to be done, and you love checking it off. Work always comes before play to them because they get great satisfaction out of checking off that list. And guess what? If they check off everything on their list and they do something extra that day, guess what? They'll be writing it on the list for that and checking it off. Then what's expected of me so that I can be compliant and do the right thing. And if you have a child that is a planner, when you tell them to do something, you need to be very specific with your instructions for them because they don't want to disappoint anyone. They do want to do it the right way, but they need to know exactly what that is. And we'll get very, very stressed out if it's not specific and clear. They're also very organized. They're born this way. They're the ones that organize their toy box, you know? A place for everything and everything in its place. That is our planners who are all about responsibility. And then we have the thinkers. The thinkers do this, that. They're change and improve agents. And the goal that is in life to be constant.
Erica, we've lost your audio. Are you there?
Keep going. Here. They ask a lot of questions, why, and that annoys a lot of people. However, they just are trying to formulate, because they're visionaries, the big picture of what are you really saying? Like, where are you taking this? That is why all the questions. So they have full understanding of all the facts. They crave knowledge. These people are best friends with the internet because they, you know, all this information at my fingertips, how wonderful is that? So they crave knowledge. They usually have several books on the go because they're always taking in new information that they're interested in, and they love it. But I warn you, once they know something, so they may find research a topic on the internet and end up with 35 pages of good information, and they'll know it all, and then they feel compelled to share it with you whether you want to hear it or not. But they're great resources if you need knowledge on any topic. You don't want to play Trivial Pursuit with these people because they know a little bit about everything. They're very intellectual, and because of that, they don't like small talk. They don't want to talk about what the weather is doing outside because can't you just look out the window and see that? I mean, logically, do we really need to have small talk about the weather and things like of that nature? They would rather talk about deep philosophical or things about knowledge or about something that they're interested in. They solve problems. That is one of the key things that they do. And they can fix just about anything. They're very determined to get to the end results. So I had a brother like this. He was only 4 years old. And he took apart an old-fashioned alarm clock, the kind you wind up by hand. And he had the wheels and all the parts, which are many, all over the floor. And my mom was so upset because this is how Dad got up to go to work. And so she scolded him and said, now you put that back together and it better work. Well, guess what? He did. Their minds are wired that way. A connects to B to C, and they're very methodical and very determined, and that's why the top scientists of the world are of this thinker category. They also have very dry humor, and often their humor is at the expense of others, but nevertheless, they have a good sense of humor. They just have to learn. We all have challenges. Every personality style has challenges, and one of theirs is to use their humor, but not at the expense or embarrassment, embarrass people with it. They're also very logical. Everything is about truth and facts. Don't say, I feel. Well, I don't feel that's right. It's like, well, why? They'll say, well, why don't you feel? What are the truth? What are you basing that on? What truth are you basing that on? What facts are you basing that on? So they're not emotional about their decision-making. It's all about truth and facts. And they're deep thinkers. I mean, that's why the name thinker. They're very deep thinkers, even though, you know, some people say they're so independent and private that I know nothing about them and I've worked with them for 10 years. Well, that's just who they are. They are independent and they're super private. The only people, doesn't mean they don't feel. They feel deeply. They just don't want to share it with everybody. They share it with a very small circle of their inner circle of friends. But everything is about competency, and they don't like it when people aren't competent around them, or they ask because they're so competent. I have a nephew like this, and I used to go to him with every computer problem I ever had, and he'd always say, "Have you read the manual?" And it's like, "No, I'm a promoter. I've never read a manual in my life." But they read all the manuals. That because it's information. How are you going to know everything, all the truth and fact, if you don't read the manual? And he'd always ask me that first. He got tired of me coming to him, and he says, read the manual, and if you don't understand it, come back to me. So that is our thinkers. So that is the end of what I have to say, and we'll just wrap it up and take some Q&A. And, let me know what your questions are. But I just want you to know that it's all about accepting one another. No personality style is right or wrong. We're just different. And we need to understand that difference so that we can create these amazing lives with the people that we're around, because everything is about relationships. Everyone is gifted by God for a specific purpose. And I just want to add, you can go to my website. It's Erica Larson, Erica with a K, so E-R-I-K-A, and then Larson, LARSSON.com. And there's a free personality assessment quiz that you can take on there if you're having a hard time figuring out which one you are. And there's all kinds of downloadable information about them and how they communicate and a video blog and all kinds of stuff to help you to know, get to know the people that you are with on a day-to-day basis so that you can be like the chameleon, get on their page, you know, who are they, and you can determine by even right down to how they dress. And I also have several books that you can get on the various topics for business, one that is a little more spiritual, gets into spiritual gifts, and then, of course, living a passionate life on purpose. All of that is available on my website. So I'll turn it back over to you, Cindy.
Well, thank you, Erica, for serving up so much value and amazing insights and generously sharing with us how to decode the four personality styles. I have to say, I really love what you've created here because it's so easy to understand. Your labels of promoter and supporter, planner, thinker, it really just makes it so clear from the outset, you know, and then easy to be able to determine which you are as well.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah, that's what I want. I want it. You know, I'm being a promoter. We like everything in bullet point format. And so I've made it as easy as I possibly can. You know, it's the personality style 101 course, right?
Right. No, yes, I love it. It's just really great. And so, you know, you mentioned no personality style is right or wrong. We're all born with or given different gifts and traits. The thing that I'm actually most interested in is the combination, because we're not any one personality style, right? We're a composite of, you know, various ones. And I heard you mention at our recent April event that the top two tend to be the ones that, you know, you're coming from, right? So you can be all four in many cases.
Right. But, well, I just believe that we're all a unique design, like a thumbprint. For whatever your purpose is in the world, you have what you need. You're gifted with what you need. And so, but we generally operate from our top two. And on my site, if you take the test, it will show you what your lineup is, which are your top two. Well, show 1, 2, 3, 4. And you'll be, like, for me, thinker is my last one. I'm not here to change and be a change and improvement agent. But there's certain things about that I have from all the different gifts that they have. There's certain ones that I have that I'm actually very good at. And how you know it's a gift is it energizes you when you use it. It's, you're born that way. It's like breathing. And that's why so often people don't know that they're gifted at it. It's like, well, can't everybody do this? And it's like, no, they can't. So a gift is easy to use, and when you use it, you're actually quite energized by it. So take a planner, for instance. You can put them in chaos, and they'll organize it and actually enjoy doing it, especially the end result.
That's a great point, yes. So to identify the gifts, it's something that that they're not only very adept at, you know, it's not a chore. It's usually something you enjoy as well, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, I believe in God. I talk about God all the time. And I really believe that He wouldn't give us stuff that's going to be hard and cumbersome to do. It's like, no, life is supposed to be a joy.
Right. Well, I'm thinking it from the standpoint of identifying, because sometimes people have a hard time identifying where their gifts are. They want to make it hard. And yeah. It's actually the opposite, you know, from what I'm hearing.
It is.
So my other question, and then if anybody else has a question, we'll turn it over and you're welcome to ask in a moment. But my other question is in regards to you mentioning that the top two characteristics, you know, are the ones that you usually lead with. And I've heard you say that, okay, so for me, I'm planner is my highest strength, and then supporter's number two. But my understanding is, and I was hoping for some clarity here, that what shows up in the world is your second best self,
well,
if you will.
It depends.
Is that true?
We didn't talk about introvert, extrovert. But if you are an introvert, you are going to show the world your second most dominant. So say your lineup is supporter, promoter. You're going to show the world your second, which is promoter. That's what the world gets to see. And you keep the supporter for internal work. That's if you're an introvert. You keep your second style is shown to the world. Your first style is kept for yourself for introspection and inner work. If you're an extrovert, it's the opposite. Extroverts, you show the world your most dominant style. They get to see it all. This is who I am. And your second style is kept more for internal stuff.
Okay, that's the missing piece that I didn't understand. Okay, so extrovert and introvert are the ones that determine which of the two you, like you say, you manifest or show the world.
Yeah, so whatever you're showing the world, people, that's what they'll see, and they'll interpret you to be that. So if you're showing the world your planner side, then they'll think, okay, she's a planner. But in reality, that isn't your most dominant one. But it's what you show the world. It's how you relate to the world, the outside world.
Right.
Hmm.
I love that. It's fascinating.
Hi, this is Gail.
I love that because I'm an introvert. And my first thought was, that I was a supporter and then a planner. I mean, I just think it's really fascinating. You know, I'm going to take your little questionnaire on your online as soon as we hang up because I think it's just great information.
Well, you know, it's not only good for yourself to know, but it helps you understand others as well. That's why I'm so in love with this work, because not only do I have a better understanding of myself, Karen, I don't feel bad about the things I'm not good at. You know, for instance, I had a mother that was a really good hostess, right? Like people would come to the house and she basically had the gift
hospitality.
Hospitality, thank you. And mm-hmm. I didn't have that, and I was always trying to emulate her and trying to be it, and it was exhausting. Well, a gift is never exhausting. Mm-hmm. And I don't feel that I don't have it. It's like, no, I'm gifted at other areas for whatever my purpose here is, and I'm okay with that now. So it's you accept yourself so much better, and others. Once you know their calling, it's like, okay, they're not gifted at that. I'm not going to pressure them to be something they're not.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wonderful.
Yes, no, I love that. You're right. It's understanding yourself is important and what our gifts are and how we operate so that we can just have more, not only appreciation for ourselves, but compassion, you know, when there's something that we is not our gift. But I do agree with you that it's so important to understand, like as you were going over the four different quadrants and the different personality styles, I'm actually making notes of, you know, which of my kids have this one or that one, or, you know, it's a composite too. It's a mix of the different personality styles that, you know, we're not pure breeds, right?
Right. Yeah, so, and I mean, it is really important, especially with your family and your kids and the people that are you closely interact with, to know stuff about them, because you're not going to ask a promoter to sit and do goals and details. They'll just check out, and it'll take all their energy to do it, or make them sit still at a desk and push paper for a living. That would just make them miserable. And I mean, look on my website, because I'm going to be doing a series on the challenges that all four personality styles have.
Mm-hmm.
And that is a real challenge for them. Being on time is a challenge for them, because they're always trying to fit in that one other thing, you know, because they're busy. They have busy brains. They process fast. They do a lot in the day. But we all can also get out of integrity. And what are we like when we're out of integrity? And if you understand that about the people in your life, you can just mm-hmm. say, okay, they're out of integrity. And then there's a way of getting them back into integrity, what you can say and how you can help them overcome the challenge that they're faced with. And that's all in my books.
Right. Now, this is the book, the Higher Self book?
There's Live Out Loud, Living a Passionate Life on Purpose, is about the four personalities, who they are, how to communicate, and then how to create a passionate life for yourself. It takes you through, well, how do I know what my purpose is? Well, it takes you through how to sort that out. Rising Higher is discovering your spiritual gift DNA, which is a roadmap to your purpose, and that gets more into... Because believe it or not, whether you believe in the Bible or not, all four personality systems stem from the Bible, but this just takes you a little bit deeper into spiritual gifts and how the four personalities, what gifts they would most likely have. And then Winning in Business is all about sales, service, and leadership from the perspective of the four personality styles and how to deal with them, how they interact, how to keep them on course, what they need to close a deal with them, how to reach agreement with them, all that kind of stuff.
Okay. Well, it just occurred to me, well, thank you. You've just such a wealth of information, and I just love the way you've generously, you know, created these books and shared with others so they can really delve into it and explore it themselves once you set the foundation. But I also see just this is information is so important to people who are creating teams, you know, right? When you're creating teams, you want to have the right mix of people on your team if you really want to accomplish what you want.
Well, I had the fortune many years ago of working for a company that embraced this philosophy of the four personalities, and they would let you try things that was maybe out of your comfort zone, or maybe you didn't have the education for, but if you're the right personality for it, you're going to know how to do this. And it was amazing, though, how they, one of the courses I teach is team building, how to tap into the strengths of all your team. Because remember, when they're using their gifts, they're going to be energized and creative and just on top of things. And so if you have a whole team doing that, rather than slogging it out, oh, you know, a promoter doing details, which they're not detail people, and just feeling, you know, unsatisfied in the work environment or on the team because they're not getting to use anything that energizes them, it really, it impacts everybody. But once you figure this stuff out and you start to use it and apply it, it's like, okay, we have this job right now. We need, say we need someone to research this topic thoroughly and come up with the facts. Well, you're going to go to the thinker, and they're going to love doing it. And if you need to promote it, promote whatever you've built, you're going to go to the promoter because they'll, once they have an understanding of it, they can promote it to anybody. And, but the planners will do the hard work, the create the plan for it and how it's going to unfold and all that kind of stuff. And the supporters are there to cheer everybody on. They'll pitch in too, but they'll say, yeah, we can do this. Even though it seems hard, we can do it. Yeah, go team. So everybody can play a vital role.
Right.
Wow.
That's awesome. I love that. So I'm going to mention this on this recording because I think it's so important. But Erica, you know, you have so many amazing skills. And so anybody who's listening to this replay or on the call today, if you have any teams, you know, definitely circle back with Erica. And I'm actually specifically thinking of Joy Ingram. She's not on this call today, but we'll have to direct her to this replay. Because she's the executive director of Clothes for Kids, and she often has speakers talk about different topics to her team, her Clothes for Kids team. So I don't know if you've had a chance to connect with her in the past, Erica, but
Yeah, I have connected with her. We just have to connect at a deeper level now.
Yeah, I think that would be great because, you know, or anybody who has created or creating teams, definitely, you know, you're an amazing resource for all of us. So thank you for generously sharing your gifts and your passion for understanding different personality types, for creating the books that help make it even clearer, and for your tests that help us to determine, you know, really what our top two are and be able to acknowledge ourselves for that and grow those gifts even more so, right?
Yeah, and not to feel guilty that you're not good at something that isn't part of your gifting. It's okay.
Right.
You don't need it. You're not wired to need it because if you did for what your purpose is on this planet, you would have it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, be okay and just to love and nurture ourselves for who we are created to be so that we can have, and it helps you to have meaningful connections with other people because you're not judging them. You know, you're
right. Just
in them and looking for the good in them, and you know, because we can teach each other. We don't have to know it all. There's all
right. Kinds
of personalities all around you every day, and it's like, okay, let's collaborate. What are you good at? What am I good at? Let's do this together and be energized while we're doing it.
Yes, I agree, because we're, you know, just like in, you know, they say that we're all the body of Christ, that we're all, I love the analogy of the body because we have different giftings. And so if you're not a promoter, then you need to go find a promoter, right, to help you to balance out either an organization or a team.
I absolutely love the analogy of the body.
Because
our mind controls certain things, our eyes see certain things, our hands can do certain things. I mean, we need it all to function together, and we're way more effective when it does. But, you know, I have tennis elbow right now and can't use my one arm. Well, then you really have an appreciation for what you take for granted because now I'm a one-armed bandit, you know. And I can't be as effective But if you think of the gifts that everybody has, the same as a body, somebody has a hand, somebody has an eye, somebody has a brain, somebody has, you know, different parts. But together, when we work together, it functions optimally.
Mm-hmm.
And that really is what we have to learn as human beings. We try to do it all ourselves and we get burned out. But if you can collaborate, even do a trade deal if you're in business, and, you know, you have to say you have to do a business plan and you're not a planner. Trade with mm-hmm. a planner. Okay, what are they not good at that you can do for them and give them some tips on how to do it? And just, you know, if we learn to do that and give gifts are meant to be given away. If we give our gifts away to help others, we're going to have a rewarding life. I guarantee you, if you start to get in that practice and that habit, your life is going to feel so rich. And I really believe mm-hmm. that is why we're all different, we're all gifts are different, we're all here to do different things, but when we collaborate and work together, we can do something.
You're breaking up a little bit there, but I agree with everything you said, and I just love the way you say that because it's so true. I believe that we're given gifts to give them away, not to hoard them, right? Not to keep them in a, you know, hide them away, but to share them generously with, you know, with the our family and the world. So I love that. Well, thank you so much, Erica, for generously sharing not only with our Exceptional Connections community, at our recent April event, but also on this bonus call today that will be recorded. And I'm excited about all the people that are going to be able to benefit from this call. So thank you so much for joining us and be a part of it. You still there? Erica?
You're breaking up.
Totally a broken up conversation. So I don't know if it's the recording or what's going on. But
did I break up then?
Yeah, very bad.
Yes.
On my end.
Oh, dear. Okay. So, all right, I'll just end with thanking everybody for joining us today on the call and just encourage you to share this replay with others. And just in closing, our upcoming May Skill Shop is scheduled on May 21st, Tuesday, May 21st, with Melina Palmer. And she's going to be doing a two-hour skill shop on the truth about pricing. It's not about the cookie. So she's going to be talking about how to price products is something every business, regardless of size or industry, struggles with, and how countless hours have been wasted agonizing over the perfect price. But there's something no one has told us, and apparently there's an unwritten truth about pricing. And this is a secret that Melina will uncover in her session, two-hour skill shop session, using her proprietary It's Not About the Cookie method. And so I just want to mention, today, let's see, the early bird rate ends on Friday, April 19th. So you can go to exceptionalconnectionsnetworking.com and then go to the event drop-down and go to Educational Series. You can click on that button. It'll take you right to the May Skill Shop. So if you have any questions, feel free to reach out to me, Cindy O'Neill Dady, and I'm glad to get you registered and love to have you join us. So thank you again, Erica, for all the wealth of information that you generously shared with our ECN community. And thank you, Gail, and for our other listeners on the call today. Thanks for your great questions and insights. And so we'll just wish everyone a wonderful day.
All right.
All right.
Thank
Take care.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. Bye-bye.